We begin the current Daf Masechtas Menachos Daf Yud Aleph. We begin on the bottom line of Daf Yudim and Beis, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which discusses invalidations in the halachas of a mincha, of a flower offering. So the Mishnah said, if kamatz ve'ala b'yodi tzrar, if let's say takes the fistful of the flour, which is supposed to go ahead and be burnt on the Mizbeach, and in that fistful of flour there was a pebble, a gargar melech, or a granule of salt, or as we continue to talk about Yud Aleph Menach, a curried levaina, or a piece of frankincense, so pasul is going to be invalid, and the reason for that is because the kemitza is lacking that space where there was supposed to be flour. You have to have an entire fistful, and instead you have the cart of levaina, so therefore that invalidates it. Now, the question then becomes, then how does the kohen do the kemitza? The pasuk tells us that kal halavaina ashar al hamincha, that the frankincense is on the flour offering. How do you take a fistful of flour without getting any levaina inside? So that the answer is because when you do the kemitza, you actually remove the frankincense first to one side, and then you do the kemitza from the flour that's in the middle of the vessel. And therefore, essentially, you're not supposed to have any of these other elements in the fistful but the flour, and if there is something else, it's going to be invalid. So the Gemara asks, Kolhani Lomali, why was it necessary to say three different cases of something that's going to be in the space of where the flour is supposed to be? Says the Gemara, Tzrich, it's necessary. Because the Itan Tzrah had, we only said the first case, which talks about the pebble, Bisham Delav Basakravi, because that's not something that's sacrificed in the Mizbech. So that's something that's definitely deficient in the element of the fistful of the flour. Avamelach, the Basakravi, but if there were some granules of salt, where after the Kemitza was put on the Mizbech, it was salted. That was part of the sacrificing, as it says later on in the third paragraph of Chaf Amad Aleph, where the Braisa says that you would think that the mincha would be totally requiring salt like a carbon. That's what it says, al kol karbencha, meaning the carbon requires salt, but the entire mincha, meaning like the shirayim, the leftover, that does not require salt. But the salt itself is sacrificed in the mizbeach. So emet tiskasha, I would say after the fact, if you took a fistful in there, there was some salt, that's going to be valid. That's why you have to say that even there it's a problem. And Vitan the Melech, had we said the case of the salt, where that's not established in the vessel in the initial sanctification of the mincha, where as the parentheses adds on, she'in the moilech el ha-kaimitz levad, the only salt, the kaimitz itself, it's not put into the initial flour. Avalavayna, regarding the third case of the frankincense, the ikba bahadi mincha mikar, with that it becomes established as one unit together with the mincha when it's niskadish and the kli, emet tiskasha. I would say if someone that got into the fistful, it would be kosher. Kamash malan, that even over there it's going to be a problem because you're missing some of the flour. Now, if one's going to ask, well, then just say the third case of levayna, and for sure you would know that it's a problem by tzrar melech. So that says Rashi, right. If Levaina was the first case, then you wouldn't have to say the other cases. It's because since they start off with the case of the rock, so it's necessary to say also the cases of the salt and of the frankincense. Now the Mishnah said, Memnesha Amru, so what's the problem that there's something else in there in the fistful? Because they said, HaKaimitz HaChaser, oh yes, Apostle, because if there's something a little bit less or a little bit more than exactly a fistful of flour in the hands of the Kayin, that's going to be invalid for the laws of the Kemitz. So that has to Gemara, my ear, Yimishim Chasav Yasa. Why does the reason why it's invalid have to be because you have too little or too much, which the case we describe is too little, of the flour because you have something else in there taking up the space of the flour, be it a pebble or some salt? V'tebik le'mishim chatzitza. What do you mean? It should be invalid simply because it interposes between the hand of the kohen and the flour, because the rock is touching his hand, not the flour, and chatzitza invalidates by kachem, like the Gemara says in Zmachim, Nafchav Dalam and Alf. Or even if it's, let's say, not touching the hand of the kohen, but it interposes between the particles of the flour. For example, let's say it's in the middle of the kemitza, so it splits up the kemitza and almost looks like two halves of kemitza, and it's not one contiguous element of flour. So it's a chatzitza. So that should be the invalidation, even if, let's say, there was no problem about chaser, about missing. And that Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, no, menatzad. The case we're describing is where it's from the side, meaning this pebble, let's say, is either on the top of his fistful near his thumb or on the bottom near his pinky, where there it's not chatzitza, it's not getting in between his hand and the flour because it's on the side, and it's not getting in between the particle of the flour either. Now, the reason why the Gemara calls that menatzad, from the side, when that's not the side, it's either the top or the bottom, is because after the kohen does the kemitza, he actually turns the bottom of his hand towards the bottom so that none of the flour should fall out of the kemitza at all. Now that he has the fistful, the pebble that we're talking about is either going to be on either side, either the side of his thumb or on the side of his pinky, which is the top of the bottom. If it, let's say he's holding it vertical here and that was holding horizontal, it's going to be on the sides. So therefore, here where there's no chatzitza, because it's just near the flour, but it's not in between the flour particles between his hand, that's what the Mishnah was saying, but there's still going to be a problem. A chasaron is taking some space of where the flour could have gone, and that's why it's going to be possible. Now the Gemara continues in Amalei Abai L'Rava, Abai asked to Rava, Ketzad Kimsin. So how do we do this kmitza that we're describing in our Mishnah, that to do the fistful of a flour? So Amalei, so Rava said to him, Kidikamtsiyanshi? Like people take a fistful of something, which sounds like with all five fingers. You take a fistful of something, sounds like the whole hand. On this interpretation, Esvi Abai asked to Rava in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, discusses the halachic relevancy of every one of the five fingers. So the Braisa starts off from the smallest to the biggest. Zuzeris. The pinky, the tiny finger, is the one that we start with what's called the zeres, which the halachic relevancy of that is because for the measurement of the cheshen, the Torah says zeres arka, which Mefarshim explained means to say from the pinky up until the thumb, that measurement is how much a zeres is. So that starts from the pinky, that measurement, that's halachic relevancy regarding the measurement of the cheshen. The next finger, zukamitza, meaning from the next finger, that's near the pinky, near the small, the tiny finger, is where one starts the halacha of kmitza, of taking the fistful. The next finger, the middle finger, zu'ama, that's the finger that we measure all the amas regarding the structure and the vessels in the base of Mekdash, because that's the longest finger from them all. In other words, there were two measurements of amas in the gate, one of the gates of the base of Mekdash called Shushan Habira, which were these two sticks that would measure an amma. And with them, they would measure the amas of the structure of the base of Mikdash. Depends for what, a little bit different in sizes. Now, those sticks would be measured. How do they measure what was an amma? From that, the tip of the middle finger going all the way to the elbow, since that's the longest, that would be the measurement for the amma that was used in the base of Mikdash. The next finger, the ring finger, zu etzba. That is the finger that the kohen would use to dip into the blood and to spray when he did the avodah. And then last finger, zugudl, that's the thumb, that was used in the behindness of the mitzayra, as we mentioned this in previous stuff. Now, but one thing is, says the Gemara, you see that kemitza is not done with the whole hand. You don't use the zeres, you don't use the pinky. You start with the kaimitz, which is the finger next to that. So that contradicts what Ravet said. So Ella rather says the Gemara, when we said that you use all the fingers for the kemitza, like Ravet said, yeah, the way people usually do it, the whole hand, that means lahashvis. That means to even it out. Meaning you're right. We're only using actually three fingers for the kemitza, the middle three fingers. But if some of the flour comes out from either side, let's say on the bottom part of the kaimitz, so then you smooth it out and you even it out with the pinky, with the small finger that it shouldn't be sticking out. And so too on the top with the thumb, which the parentheses adds on these words, kolema, so to say, kaimitz maloi hayad. When we say that you do the fist with the whole hand, it's kadesh lo yeichas, so that nothing should be missing. So you do the whole hand. Then you wipe it off with the bottom pinky from the bottom, but the gear takes that out. It's that you do it with the three fingers, and then whatever's sticking out, you take off with the fingers on either side. But you're right, you don't use the zeres. That's not where you have the flour in there. Now, the Gemara asks on the Braisa that said zukamitza, which sounds like that's where you start the kaimitz from. So then, hey, Chavitz, how actually is it done? You're saying you don't take a whole fistful, saying you only start with the finger next to the smallest finger. So how do you do the kemitza? So Mamzuch Batov Yamarav, he says, Chayfe Sholesh Etzbaisev. He covers over the three fingers, the three middle fingers, Ad Shemegi Al Paseyada, until it reaches over the whole palm of his hand, the kemitz, and then that's the fistful that he takes. Tanam Hach is similar in the Brice, the Pasuk of Yikra, that he takes Maloi Kumtzai, an entire fistful. Now, Yochum Avairitz, you would think, when it says Maloi Kumtzai, that it should even be popping out. I mean, the flour should be popping out between his fingers, beyond his fingers. That's where the pasuk says a different, where it says v'heir mimede b'kumtzei, he elevates from it a kaimitz. Doesn't say whether the word maloi. Say no, nothing should be popping out. Now, if you only had that other pasuk of b'kumtzei, yochel b'resha etzba'isav, you would think even a small amount, even if he just takes the tip of his fingers, and he doesn't reach all the way with his entire length of his finger to the edge of the palm of his hand, even if he just takes the tip of his fingertips, that would also be qualified as a kaimitz. Tamaloy memaloy comes, that says an entire fistful. So okay, it's how so? So it's this middle ground. That he takes the entirety of his three fingers over the palm of his hand, and takes the fistful. Nothing should be sticking out, but nothing should be less than that. Now, continues the Braisa. Now, b'machvas u'b'marcheshes. there's many different types of flour offerings, but by that of the shallow pan and the deep pan, where those menachas were made by being baked. Many menachas were not baked. They were done in a raw state. These, as the Gemara says later on, Daf Ayin Hamad Beis, that after they were baked, then they were crumbled, then a fistful of those crumbs would be taken in the hand of the Kayan to do a kemitzah with it. Now, therefore, it's not possible to really break them down so small as one could do with raw flour, which are granules. So therefore, when he does a kemitzah, some of the crumbs are going to be sticking out from his fistful. So therefore, it says the Braisa, what he does is mechi begoidloi melmalo. So therefore, he wipes off what's sticking out on the top with his thumb, ubetz boikitan melmata, and with his tiny finger that's sticking out from the bottom. And this is the most difficult service in the Beis HaMikdash because it's so difficult to be able to smooth it out exactly that nothing should be sticking out, yet don't break off too much because then you're going to be missing from what's inside the kaimitz. And that is the Gemara, Zehu Besulai, what this is the most difficult service in the temple and nothing else. But Ve'ika Malika, there is the service of doing Malika, which is to cut off the type of slaughtering of the bird carbonus in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Zachim of Samachtal Mabes says it's a very difficult avodah, because how he was able to stick his thumb in, where to break the spinal column and get to the different simonim of the bird. The Kechafina, there's also a difficulty, as the Gemara says in Masechet Yomim Daf Mem Tes Mabes, regarding when the Kohen Gadol would bring in the Ketores Lefnei V'Lefneihem on Yom Kippurim, where he was holding in two hands, yet he had to be able to flip it over all of the contents into the entirety of both his hands, even though he's holding the vessel in his hands, which is also a difficult avoida. So how are you saying that this is the only difficult avoida? Says the Gemara, no, Ella, rather, Zuhi Achas me avoidas kashash emigdash. This is one of the difficult avoidas. Yes, it's not the only one. There's also Malika, and there's also Chafina with his handfuls of Ketiris on Yom Kippur. Now, Amra Papi says, Pshitali, it's obvious to me, Maloi Kumtsai, when it says that he has to take a fistful of the flour, it's Kedikam Tsiyenshi. Now, here it doesn't mean like the way Rav had said before, meaning all five fingers, because we said that's not the case. When it says like the way people take a fistful, it means to say, how do people usually, if they have to take a fistful of something, or let's say three fingers full, they stick in the side of their fingers and they push it into the flour, and then the flour they gather in their hand. Now, however, Bayer Papa, Rav Papa asks, what's if, let's say, Kamatz Berashi Etzba'es of Mai? What's if he does kemitza with the, and here it doesn't also mean like it as it meant before, the tip of his fingers, because he said, no, you have to do the entire fingers over the palm. Here what it means to say is, let's instead of going on the side, as we described how most people would do if they want to grab a fistful of something like some flour, here let's say he first puts in his fingertips going first, head in first, into the flour. And he has the palm of his hand towards the flour, and then he takes a kemitza, a fistful of the flour, covering over the palm of his hand, as it's supposed to be done. But here, instead of going in the side, he's going with the fingers in first. What would the halacha be over there? Or let's say, where he said, mai, what's the halacha? Or let's say, minat studin mai. Let's say, it goes from the sides, meaning, two interpretations. Either, that he puts the back of his hand on the flour, pushing it in, until the flour actually comes in from the side, meaning where it gets pushed into his hand because he's pushing the back of his hand into the flour, so it's coming in from a side way into his hand. Or another interpretation from the side means actually that he does kemitza from the side of the vessel, but he doesn't do it as it's supposed to be done in the middle of the vessel. Or let's say, mimata lamalamai. What's if he does from the bottom up? Meaning that he sticks his fingers backwards into the flour, and he has the back of his hand towards the flour, and then he does the kemitza, but coming from the bottom, usually you do it from top down. Here he's going from bottom up, because he's first stuck his hand in first. What would that halacha be in those situations? Are those valid kemitza? Says Gemara, take or let it stand. Similar type of questioning, Omer Papa, he says, Pshitli, it's obvious to me, Maloi Chafna, this then in Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol has to take two handfuls of very pure, refined ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that kedachafni inchi. That's supposed to be the way people usually take two fistfuls of something, which is that they take both hands together and gather them together, and then that you come out with both hands cupping together those two handfuls. However, Bayer Papa, but his question was, let's say chafin barasha etzba'isimah. What's if, like you do it in the case we mentioned before, where as the Rishayim explained, the reason why we mentioned these two cases, because it could be the laws of kemitza are different than the laws of the keteres, which maybe one is more normal for that avoda or not, but here, same as we asked by kemitza, what's if, let's say, you go with the fingers in first? which is not the normal way of doing Melechafna, what would the halacha be? Would that be valid too? Minatzdadin mahu. What would it mean if, let's say, that he actually got the keteris into his palms, not by taking it actively, but let's say by having it being pushed in between his thumb and his finger right next to that? Or it means also here, from the sides of the vessel, and not from the middle of the vessel. Or let's say chafim bezu bezu, let's say he takes a separate fistful, a handful, a palmful of the keteris with one hand, and with the other one, and then the korban zu etzel zu, then he puts them together. I mean, usually you take two handfuls, you put both hands together, and you come out with both of them together. Let's say he takes one separately, and the other one separately, and then he gathers them together afterwards. Ma'a wad alocha bi. Says, Murtegu, let it stand, if that would be a valid melechafna by keteris. Now, continuing questions, Bayer Papa on this related topic, says, what's if davkei lekaimitz? If let's say, after the kain takes the fistful of the flour, he then has to do kiddush kaimitz b'kli, he has to sanctify that kaimitz in the vessel. Let's say he attaches that kaimitz in the vessel, bedafne demana, on the he puts it onto the wall of the vessel on the inside. Mari, what would the halacha be? What's the question? Says Gemara, do you need it to go inside the airspace of a vessel? And it is. It's in the vessel. Maybe it has to rest inside the vessel, and that's not the case, because it's in the airspace, it's stuck on the wall, it's not sitting on the bottom. So maybe it wouldn't be valid. Take it, let it stand. It's not clear what the answer would be. Similar type of a question. He says, let's say the vessel that he was going to do kiddush kaimitz kliyan, which is the receptacle part of the vessel, he turns it upside down, v'davke l'kaimitz, and then he attaches the kaimitz ba'ar isa demana, on the bottom of the vessel. Meaning, as Rashi explained, for example, let's say the vessel had a concave from the back, like many vessels have, that there's some cavity in the back side of it. So my, what would halacha be if he puts it into that part? Do you need it to be placed inside of it, and it's placed inside of it, albeit on the other side? Maybe it has to be as the way it's normally done, the vessel, which is the inner part, not the outer concave that has that rounded area, and therefore it's not going to be valid. So you want to take a little stand, it's not clear what the halacha would be, if that would be a valid kiddush of the kaimitz in the kli. Now the Gemara continues with the next mishnah, continuing on these laws of kemitza, and also when they're done in an invalid way. Says the Mishnah, Ketzer Duaisa, how does he do the Kemitza? Says the Mishnah, Paisha, that's Paisa, Al Pasad, like we said before, he stretches out his fingers on the palm of his hand, and as we said, the middle three fingers, and that's the Kemitza. Now, continues the Mishnah with invalidations in the Avodah of Kemitza. Let's say Riba Shamna. Let's say he puts in too much oil, because the law is that you have to have a loig, which is a certain measurement of oil, like the Gemara says later on, that Paichesim, and Alfam, a Pasik, that says Lemincha, but loig Shaman. Let's say he puts in more than that. Or Chaser Shamna. Let's say he puts in too little oil. So that's also invalidation, like the Gemara said earlier in the Testament Beis. It says Mishamna from its oil, which tells us if you're missing any of the oil, it's going to be invalid. Or let's say Chisur Levainaso. Let's say he's lacking the amount of frankincense it's supposed to have. So here also, Psul, it's going to be invalid because the measurement of Levaina has to be also a fistful, whereas the Gemara says later on, the Kavama Beis, we learn from Gezer Shava, from the laws of the Harama, the elevation of the Kemitza, and Sota of the Levaina. Now, if one would ask, well, then why doesn't it say also, like by the oil, when you put in too much or too little, why didn't it say also here, not just putting in too little frankincense, but also putting in too much? I think Mar's going to explain why it doesn't say that. Now, the Mar clarifies the halacha of a Mishnah, Heichadami Ribishamna. What is this case when you put in too much oil? So the Gir says, Amr Belazer, and also for all the other words, he says, Kigan Shehifishla, for example, if let's say he designates specifically for this flour offering, Shnei Loigen, two lug of oil. Now, you're only supposed to have one, but he designates two lug of them, and he mixes it together with the mincha, so it looks like you're making two menachas with this. So that's where it's going to be a problem. But the assumption of the Gemara right now sounds like from Rav Elazar, but let's say instead of putting a lug of oil, it puts in the lug and a half, and it's not two lugin, then it's not going to be invalid. On that, as the Gemara, why does Rav Elazar say the case of the Mishnah is specifically when he designated for this mincha not just one lug, but two lugin, and it looks like it's two menachas, like two halachas, and that's why it's a problem. But look, makugain da arvba. Why didn't he say simply that, for example, if let's say it got mixed into that mincha, not just a loig, but a little bit more of shemen dechulin, of unconsecrated oil, the shemen dechaverta, or oil of his friend, why specifically that he made for this carbon two loigin of oil, and that's when it's going to be a problem? Why? I mean, it's going to be a problem because you have too much oil, even if you take a little bit from some other oil. Now, v'chitem, if you're going to say that no, shem nechul and v'shem nechaber to lo yipasel, no, oil from unconsecrated oil from his friend, that's not going to invalidate it. It has to be specifically designated, earmarked for this mincha, and it's too much, and it's like a whole separate leg, that's when it's invalid. But on that premise, Maskevul Rav Zotu Bar Tovia says, if Elamiatra, if that would be the case, says Minchas Chayte, the Pasul Boshemen, regarding the sinner's flour offering, that the Mishnah tells us later on, the Gemara tells us on Daf Nuntesma Beis, that the Pasuk says, Lo Yosem Aleh Shemen, you now put oil on the Minchas Chayte, and if you do, it's going to be invalid. But Hechemishkach Asla, how do you have that case that Minchas Chayte could become invalidated by putting on oil in it? Idida, if it's talking about that they had designated the shemen for the minchas chayte, the way you're describing, that has to be that it was specifically for this one, and you put in too much, that's when there's a problem. And that would be the equivalent case by the minchas chayte, but holesla. But there is no oil that could be designated for the minchas chayte, because it doesn't have, and since it's not appropriate for the minchas chayte, it's like you didn't sanctify oil for it, because you can't earmark it for it, it doesn't have it. And if the case of the minchas chayte become possible because you put an oil in it, is oil from unconsecrated or from his friend, harmalei possible. But the premise you want to say now is that that wouldn't invalidate. And as the parenthesis says, the same idea, the amr ta'afesh l'ashem, and if you say that you had separated oil for it, but keeping the loss l'ashem akla, like we said, since it doesn't have oil at all, chulin, then it's chulin. So says the Gemara, you're right. The Rebbe Lazar, loy mi boye kamar. He was saying it's not necessary to even say that. In other words, yeah, of course I don't have to say that if it's unconsecrated from his friend's oil, that that's going to be a problem, because it doesn't belong in this mincha and it's going to invalidate it. Avol, but what he was saying was a chiddush. Hefresh loishnei loigen, if let's say, if you even separated two loig of oil for this mincha, and there you would say, hoil v'hai chazilei, since if, let's say, you would go to this leg is fit for this mincha. If you go to the other leg, you would say, this leg is also fit for this mincha. So I would say that, okay, even if you put in both leg, and since they're both individually eligible for this mincha, even if you put in both, it would not invalidate the mincha. That's the chiddush of Balazar that he's saying in the halacha of the Mishnah. Even there, it would be a problem about putting in too much oil. Now that is the Gemara. Umanolil Balazar ha. But how does he know that? That this halacha, that even if you separate and designated for this mincha, it's going to be possible if you mix it together. Maybe not. Maybe actually it would be kosher because of this svar, because hal v'hai chazalei v'hai chazalei. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, he says, because masnitin kashise. The Mishnah was bothering Rebbe Lazar. Because ma'ir yidetani ribashamna. Why does the Mishnah say that if you put in too much of its oil? Sounds like, what do you mean, its oil? Sounds like, what do you mean, its oil? Its oil is just one leg. How can you put in too much? Sounds like that it was separated lishma for this mincha, the excess. Listen to Rebbe Lashem, why didn't you just say, if they put in too much oil? Why say its oil? Oil, hokamashman, rather it's teaching, and that was Rebbe Lazar was being medayik, the avagav, the hifrish lashnei leg, and even if they were separated for this mincha, two leg of oil, and they put it in, even they, when it's shamna, it's still going to be a problem because it's too much oil for this mincha, even though it's for the mincha that was separated, for the oil that was separated for this mincha, is still going to be a problem about putting in too much oil. Now, the same thing is for missing oil. And then the Mishnah continued, chisur levainasa. Regarding the case of if you're missing levaina, it's also going to be possible. So the Gemara introduces two brises, and through the contradiction, we're going to show that there's actually a three-way machlokes regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. Taramonon na brisa. Chasraf, let's say the levaina is missing some of its original measurement, which is supposed to be a fistful. V'amdal kart echa, now it's down to one granule of frankincense. Psul, it's going to be invalid. But let's say al shnei karatin, let's say there's at least two particles of levaina. So kshera, then it's going to be kasher, divrei Yehuda. B'shimon Aimer, he says, no. Al karat echad kshera, it's actually kasher even if there's just one piece of levaina. But pachas become psul, if there's less than one piece, that's when it's going to be possible. So that's one brisa. The Gemara continues on the Beis and asks, "Vatani b'lo in the brisa." Now the gear says we have it in the parenthesis. It says Reb Shimon Oima, but obviously Rashi's gear didn't have it because Rashi says it would seem to me that who's the Tani of this brisa, Reb Shimon, because that's why the Gemara is going to ask on Reb Shimon of the previous brisa that we quoted. But be that as it may, says the brisa, "Kaimitz," and the gear takes out the vav over here. "Kaimitz levaina, a fistful of frankincense. Shachaster kol shu pasul. If you're missing even a minute amount, it's pasul." Well, that definitely contradicts the Shimon of the previous Braisa, that both opinions said either you need just one particle or two particles, but definitely you don't need to have the whole fistful of levaina. Yet this Braisa says clearly that if you're missing anything of the fistful, it's going to be invalid. Says the Gemara, Tanai, you should amend the reading of this brisa we just quoted, not kaimitz levaina, but kairit levaina. A particle of levaina. Shachasa kalshu pasla. If that one particle is missing even a small amount of that particle, it's going to be possible. But you're right. Reb Shimon's opinion, like we said in the previous brisa, even if you have just one particle, it's going to be kosher for the burning of the levaina. If you want, you can give a different resolution. Khan, the first brisa that Reb Shimon says, you just need even just one particle, is levaina haba ima mincha. It's as a classic mincha, which has frankincense that's brought with the flower offering. There, if it's missing at the time of the sacrificing, Reb Shimon's going to hold that even if you have just one particle, it's going to be kosher, as the Gemara teaches us later on, because we know that from the pasuk from kol halavayna sha'ala mincha, that we're going to learn the word kol means even a kol shu, even a minute amount, even just one piece. But Khan, this price that we taught on the top of this amid that says that if it's missing even just a minute amount of the whole fistful, it's going to be puzzle. That's b'levayin habob b'fnei atzma. That's when someone brings, and he could, a person could bring, as a carbon, just a sacrifice of frankincense. Where if, let's say, he says, Hari alai levayna, he's bringing the dava, a neder, that he's going to bring a carbon of frankincense, then he has to bring a fistful of frankincense on the mizbeach, as the Gemara says later on, the kovav mabez. There, most definitely, if it's missing even a minute amount, it's going to be possible, because there we don't have the pasuk that we're going to shortly learn, which is the source of Reb Shimon, where it says, ves kol halavayna, that we learn that, oh, kol means even the kolshu, because that pasuk is only talking about when you bring it with the mincha. When you bring it by itself, yeah, that Reb Shimon would agree, like the brice on the top of the summit, that it has to have the entirety of the kaimitz. Now, based on these two brises, Amr b'Yisqab Yisuf, Amr b'Yechanan, he says, Gimel machlekes b'daber. There's a three-way machlekes in this halacha that we're talking about in these brises and in our Mishnah. Remeir Saver, who that's Tamas Nitin, our anonymous Mishnah, is Remeir, who said that even if you're missing from the Levina, it just says Chiser, which sounds like even anything from the entire fistful is missing, it's going to be puzzle. He holds as follows. Kaimetz b'tchila. In the beginning, when the kmitza is done, you have to have that there's going to be in the vessel a kaimetz full of levaina. And on that, everyone agrees that in the beginning, you need to have a fistful of levaina, as the Gemara learns out from Gzeirah Shavah later on, the Kovam Abayz, in the Perek HaOmer Arei Alai, you have to have a fistful of levaina. But additionally, Rav Meir holds, v'kaimetz b'saif. At the time of the sacrificing of levaina, you also have to have that nothing of that is missing. You have to have an entirety of kaimetz. And that's what the halacha of our Mishnah was. But then we have two other opinions that we brought in the Braisa on Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda Saber, he holds, no, kaimetz b'tchila. You're right. In the beginning, you have to have a kmitza of levaina, but ushnei krat mesayif. At the end, it's enough to have even just two particles of levaina. Reb Shimon Saver, he holds kaimet betchila. Yeah, you have to have a fistful in the beginning, but v'kayret echad mesayif. You could even have just one kayret at the end when you're coming to burn it on the mizbeach. And says the Gemara, v'shlosht mikra echad darsho. And all three of them are all coming from the same pasuk. The pasuk in Mayukah says ves kala levaina asher la mincha. All the frankincense says on the mincha. So that's what you have to have. So what does that mean? Ves kol halavayna. So Reb Meir Saver, he holds kol halavayna. Sounds like all the frankincense has to be there that you're going to burn. What does that mean? Ad the isa lalavayna deikba b'hadi mincha meikar. Until you have all the levaina that was made permanent with the mincha in the beginning, which everyone agrees the beginning has to be a kaimitz of levaina. So when you come in to burn it, you have to have as kol halavayna, all the levaina which was on the mincha, which was a kaimitz. Now Reb Yehuda Saver, however, he says, had we only had the word kol, then I would have said vafila chad kairit, even just one granule of levaina. Why? Because he doesn't learn the word kol ol. He understands the word kol as in the word kol shehu, like we find the pasuk of Malachim Beis, ein l'shevchascha kol, which means say, not that your maidservant doesn't have everything, it means your maidservant doesn't have anything. It means even anything. So therefore, had we said only the word kol, we would have said even just one particle. But since it says es kol, so the word es is an inclusionary term, l'rab is karet acher, which comes to include another granule. That's what his opinion was. As long as you have two granules of frankincense, it's going to be kasha. For Reb Shimon, es leidarsh, he doesn't expand the word es, and therefore all he has is the word kol, and he learns kol like Reb Yehuda, which means kol, even a minute amount. And that's why they hold that it's enough when you're coming to burn it, even just a minute amount. Now, moreover, continuing, v'amr b'yitzchah b'yisim, amr b'yechanan, who we quoted him before, he says that machlekes, their whole machlekes that we said, the three machlekes, is b'levayin haba ima mincha, as we mentioned this idea before. It's only by frankincense that comes with the flower offering. Av b'levayin haba b'fnei atzma, but if the frankincense is being brought as its own carbon, devre hakol, everyone would agree, even Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, kaimetz b'tchila v'kaimetz b'saif. And that was the ibayi same we said before, then you would have to have a kaimetz in the beginning and a kaimetz at the end as you're coming to burn it. Why? Because lahachi itzach, that's why we needed the pasuk to say, which is from this pasuk of kol hamincha that we learn that kol means kol shu, but it says asher al mincha, the levaina that's on the flour offering, which tells us to be hadi mincha in. The kol of including even minute amount is only the levaina that comes with the flour offering. But if it comes by itself, then you don't have that chiddush, that novelty, that even the minute amount is going to be good. Then you have to have the entirety of levaina, which is the fistful. Moreover, continues v'amr bishchum bar Yisrael v'amr yechanan. He qualifies again, and he says, machlekes b'levaina ba'am mincha. Their whole machlekes is, as we said before, but we're going to make a different difference, so we say it again. The machlekes is by frankincense that comes with the flour offering. Ablevaina habo b'bezichim. It's not even coming by itself. But even frankincense that comes in the spoonfuls, which the Gemara says later in the Kovav Mebeis, that this is by the lechem aponim that's on the shulchan for the 12 breads, that you have to have a fistful in every one of the spoons. There's two spoons on the shulchan. Each spoon needs to have a fistful. So regarding the levaina that comes in those spoons, everyone agrees that shnei kamatzim etchila v'shnei kamatzim b'sayim, that there you need to have both fistfuls in the beginning and you need them all there at the end. On that qualification, the Gemara asks, Peshit, that's obvious, because here you don't have the word kol to say kol shu. So obviously it's like the halacha that we said before, that you would have to have the entirety. Why does he have to say this added halacha? Says the Gemara, because ma'u detema, what would you say? Kivin de b'hadi lechem asya, these frankincense come together with the lechem haponim. So kasher ala mincha damya. So it's the equivalent of what we have by a regular mincha, where it's coming on a flour offering, because bread is a flour offering. So therefore, I would say that all the levaina over here is like kol halavaina asher ala mincha. It's also going on the levaina of the bezichin, and you would also darshan the kol which says kol shehu. Gemash Malan, that's the chiddush that no, it's not a regular mincha, although it is something that has to do with bread, which is flour offering, but it's not a mincha, and therefore here you won't have the chiddush of it being a kol duhu, and therefore it has to be the entirety according to everyone, even at the end. Now, however, one of the qualifications that we said from Rabbi Yechanan beforehand, the Gemara says actually pligi by Rabbami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that Charam once says, as Rabbi Yechanan had said, machlekes v'levayin ha'bo ha'mincha. Their whole machlekes, the three machlekes, was only regarding the frankincense that comes with the flour offering. Ablevayin ha'bo b'fnei asma, but if it comes by itself, divya kol kaimitz b'tchil v'kaimitz b'sev, like Rabbi Yechanan says, everyone agrees in Mehudim Shimon that you have to have the entirety of the kaimitz at the end. But v'charam, or one of these two, whether Rabbami or Yitzchak Nafcha, he says, no, kamachlekes b'zu, kach machlekes b'zu, he disagrees. He says, no, the same machlekes that they have with the levaina that comes with the mincha, so to any levaina, even if it comes by itself, that Rabbi Yehuda Mishim would still hold that you need either one or two particles, and that would be enough for the haktara of the levaina. Now the Mishnah said, chisur levainas b'sul, as we quoted earlier, that if he's lacking levaina on the mincha, then it's going to be invalid, which we said that's the opinion of Reb Meir in our Mishnah, which he holds you have to have the entirety of the kmitza when you're coming to burn it on the mizbeach. Now, however, the Gemara makes the inference, hoyatr kshera, because by oil, when we said it, we said having too much or too little. By levaina, we're only talking about having too little. So it sounds like, but if you have too much of the levaina, it's going to be kasher. On that, as the Gemara by time, in the braisa yatr besul, if you have too much of the levaina, it's going to be possible. So why doesn't our Mishnah say that? So Amar Rama Bachami says, no, the brisa that says it's possible is only kigoyin shehifrish l'shnei kamatzin, is when, if you have too much of levaina, it's not a problem. But when you have two fistfuls of levaina, then it's going to be problematic, because then you put in too much. Now there is an interpretation later on in Rashi that actually says that what's the case of when it's kosher is when you do two kamitzin. Because then we say, like the logic we said in Aman Aleph, Ziligab Dehai Chazilei, Ziligab Dehai Chazilei, that each one is going to be okay, and therefore, unlike the case of Shem, and it's actually going to be okay in that case, but that Rashi doesn't like that interpretation. Rather, Shefer Shloshnei Kamatzin means that that's actually the case, that's way too much. That's a whole measurement full, which is a Kamitza. So you do two Kamitza, and then it's going to be possible, but our Mishnah, when it was insinuating that too much Levina is okay, is when you don't do two Kamatzin, you do just more than one Kamitz, that's not going to be a problem by the Levina. Now, another teaching from Amar Rabban Bachama on this halacha, he says, let's say hifrish l'shnei kamatzin, which we said is a problem. That would, as we see from the Braisa, that would be the halacha. If let's say he separated two fistfuls of levaina on the mincha, but the avid echad mehen kaidim kemitza, but one of the fistfuls of the frankincense were lost before the kemitza was done on the mincha, so then loy hukfu. So then it was never established as part of the mincha, because what establishes it is the kemitza, and therefore the mincha is going to be kasher, because you didn't have too much levaina, because it was lost before you did the kemitza. But let's say achar kemitza. Let's say it was only lost after he did the fistful already. Then hukvu, and it was already established with the mincha, and therefore it's like it was too much, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Additionally, Vamir Rav Bachami says, let's say hifrish arba kamatzin l'shnei bezichin. Here, going to the bezichin, the spoonfuls of frankincense that's on the shulchan in the heichel, which is supposed to be two bezichin. There's supposed to be two kamatzin, one kaimitz in each spoon. Let's say instead of two, separating two, he separated four. But vavdushnaim hen koidim silik bezichin, two of the fistfuls were lost before the frankincense was removed. So like hukfa, so it was never made part of that frankincense, like in the previous case of the kmitza of the levina, where if it was lost beforehand, so it was never made part of it, so it's not going to invalidate it of being too much. But let's say it was only lost after they had already removed the bezichin, so hukfu, so already was made part of it at the time that they did it, and therefore that was a problem because you had too much at the time, and then it's going to be possible. So the Gemara asks, Hasulamali, why was it necessary for him to say this next case, Hainuhach, it's the same thing as the previous case, obviously that removing the bezichin is like the kmitza by the mincha, it's the same thing. Just like when you take the fistful of the mincha is what establishes this as a mincha, and if you have too much levain, it's possible. So to be here, by the removing of the bezichin, is the same thing. That's what's burned from the lechem upon them on the mizbech, like the kemitza of the mincha. Obviously, that's what makes it permanent. So why does Rami Baruch Hama have to say it twice? Says the Gemara, because Mao detem, what would you say that they're different? Kivin de bar kaimitz dida, since by the bezichin, essentially its kemitza, which is its fistful that's burned on the mizbech, is already verified. Why? Because kivin shegiyas manu leparka, once the time already comes to remove the bezichin are already separate. They're not part of it. Regular mincha, the kmitza is inside the mincha somewhere over there. Here it's already separate. They're in their spoons. So once the time comes, which is after the karban musafin on Shabbos, so you would say command the prekadami, that it's already like it's already separated. And therefore, if let's say those extra frankincense get lost after the karban musafin, that we would say it's like it already was kukva, and it's going to be pasul. That's the chiddush of Rambam that know that it's still going to be that although that the spoons are separate, so when the time comes, okay, it's already separated, and therefore it's like they only got lost after. And that was saying that no, it's only until you actually do the siddik bezichin itself, even if it's already after the time of the karban musaf, it's already the time of removing the bezichin. But if you have extra fistfuls of frankincense, which would invalidate if you remove it before you do the actual physical removal of the bezichin, it's going to be kosher even though the time already came, and even though you would say that maybe it's different than regular mincha because here it already is like separate because it's already in the spoons, in contrast to regular mincha that you have to actually go ahead and separate it, still, that's the chiddush Rambam Chama. It's not going to be possible if you took it away and it got lost before the actual silik bezichin, and then it's going to be kosher.